Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings. Welcome to another segment of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and this, of course, is a special edition of New Day. We got a call a little while ago from Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., and with that, we were informed that earlier this week he was sort of harassed and, I guess you can call it racial profiling, in Cali, happened on Monday, stopped along with some other brothers and sisters. A sister in particular was kind of handled very roughly by the police, and as a result, I had to go to the hospital. So that's one of the things we want to bring to you tonight in terms of a live report that will give you some insight into the ongoing harassment of our freedom fighters nationwide. And we're going to also get some information on there was a brother who made transition, I believe, last week for the name known as Doc Satchel. This brother, of course, was in the house at the time that Chairman Fred Hampton was assassinated in Chicago on December 4th, 1969. And so Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. requested that we provide you with some information about this brother, whom many have not really heard much about, but certainly he was very involved in the Black Panther Party at the time. Anyway, before we begin this program, we of course are going to give thanks and praises to our Creator, and so we are very appreciative and very proud of our food and fighting ancestors. Okay, we are waiting for Chairman Freya to call in, and we should be doing so momentarily. In the meantime, let's start updates on the May 1 March anniversary that's coming up in October. And certainly with that, we're talking about the Sweet 16 reunion. We will have a press conference here in Philadelphia on February 28th, and at that point, we will be revealing a lot of information that we will need in order to begin formulating coordinating committees in your community, in addition to those who would like to participate as a vendor or exhibitor, also those who may want to participate in some other way. We have a variety of partnerships that we are going to be offering to Black businesses and organizations and groups. So, of course, we will again be providing you with some of that information even prior to the press conference, but certainly the day of the press conference, the information will be really made more readily available, and we will disclose a lot of it a bit more in depth. Let's see, I want to remind you again that we're the rest of formulating a organizing or coordinating committee in your community in terms of the May 1 March reunion. We certainly invite you to do so. All you need to do is to contact nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com, or you can call area code 267-636-3802. Again, 267-636-3802. You can also email officialmwm@yahoo.com. Again, officialmwm@yahoo.com. The Neighborhood March Reunion is being called Sweet 16. It is the first major gathering since the 1997 event activity. And this year, we will not only launch several new campaigns, but also to release, shall we say, a direct action plan, a five-year action plan for power, prosperity, and peace. And that action plan is going to not only be implemented nationwide, Okay. Next thing we wanted to do was also give you information here in Philadelphia on the 29th. There is going to be a strategy meeting. In that strategy meeting, we'll focus on some of the next steps, operations, and training women in Abu Jamal. The campaign is called Free H4, meaning to free women in Abu Jamal within the next 4 years. That particular strategy session, again, will take place here in Philadelphia at Temple University, and it will happen again on January 29th, starting at 4 o'clock. If you would like more information about that, you can call South Pan, Africa at 267-760-7344. Again, 267-760-7344. Okay, I think we might have one more announcement for you, and that is if you are in the southern area on Sunday, January 27th, please feel free to come by to the Paul Wilson House. Yes, the Paul Wilson House. And it will take place starting at 6 o'clock. There is a special presentation that will be there, which is a film on life and legacy of Ida B. Wells. And there will also be a panel discussion that will talk about the work and the history of Ida B. Wells and also how that is applicable to today. Now, we were able to bring our show last Saturday, and so this Saturday we'll be able to kind of renew what we are going to provide for you. We will be bringing on Dr. Issa, who, of course, is in the Delaware area, and the brother who brought to our attention, as well as to other attention, the issue and the situation dealing with issues that recently occurred in the Delaware. I bring that to your attention as we talk about Ida B. Wells, because that is what Ida B. Wells was very much known for. That is her research and writings dealing with lynchings during that time, and here we are in the 21st century talking about lynchings again. So again, if you're in that Philadelphia area, please feel free to come by to the Paul Wilson House, which is located at 50th and Walnut Street. It should be starting around 6 o'clock. There will be a film presentation, and then after the film presentation, there will be a panel discussion. And again, it will focus on the work and the legacy of Ida B. Wells as it was then, and also the continuation of the work as it is today. Again, looking at Saturday, our radio program, for Saturday, we will be talking with Dr. Issa, who again is the brother who brought to our attention and brought to the attention of the community there in Dover, Delaware, of the lynchings that recently occurred. And of course, his brother was recently fired from the university there as a result of bringing attention to the community, bringing attention to what has happened there. And he is continuing to raise the issue and, of course, to encourage the people there, as well as, you know, our brothers and sisters nationwide, to really move towards making certain that an investigation takes place there, which up to this point, ESO politicians have decided not to do so. They have declared at least one of the lynchings a suicide. But, you know, again, with the information that we have received, is totally not only questionable, but almost impossible for the brother to have committed suicide, given the fact that there was damage to the back of his head. But again, we will give you more information, more insight into that on Saturday. So tune in to our regular program on Saturday at 10:30. Okay. Yes, we're waiting for a channel for you to call in, and hopefully you can do so very, very shortly, because we are holding this special edition particularly to bring that report to you. In the meantime, Drew is really not prepared to bring you a Lumia commentary for tonight, because this is a special edition, and so we are really just kind of looking at doing our interview with Chairman Frey. So we're going to give him a few more minutes, and we'll call him in. Because again, we did allocate this particular time slot specifically for that report. Let's see if there's any other announcements that we have for you. Don't see anything on our agenda or our calendar presently. We do want to remind you that for next Thursday, if you again are in the Philadelphia area, we invite you to come out to a free lecture and also a business kind of seminar if you're interested in starting your own business. And this is particularly geared to so-called ex-vendors, or what we call return of citizens. There is a group here at the Philadelphia Business Opportunity Inc. that has created a wonderful program that is specifically geared to returning citizens. And so if you are interested in learning more about the construction trade industry, either as a worker, laborer, or as if you're a resident of sort of the business that deals with the construction industry, then you would be very much interested in participating in the classes that are being offered by Opportunity Inc. Next Thursday, I will be presenting the last, what's known as elective class for Opportunity Inc. And what particular class does is give insight into how to utilize traditional African concepts, ethics, and those types of things as it pertains to the development of your business, and you know, the development of also your team. The course, of course, is free, and also the elective course is free and open to anyone in the community. So you don't have to pay a term to just be someone who is interested in, of course, wanting to get more information about how to develop your own business from an African perspective. And quite a bit of insight into what that is and why that is. Because it's one thing to have a business. It's another thing to have a business that is intentionally designed to help support our community and to help support our liberation. And so what we do is, rather than to tell folks, you know, you should start your own business, we provide them with information on not only how to start your own business, but why it's important to have a business that is progressive and, again, has the intent of doing something for our people. Okay. Well, we were waiting for our brother to call, and I'm not sure what it is that's going on, so we may have to resume on Saturday's program. It's roughly almost 9:15, and we still have not received a call in from Chairman Freed. So what we would probably do is reschedule the interview for our Saturday program. And we'll have both Chairman Freed and Dr. Aoife come on that particular show. And hopefully we'll be able to get that information to you. Okay, so what we're going to do is just close this segment out tonight. Again, we apologize. We certainly have expected to have Chairman Freed with us tonight. we evidently something came up and he was unable to call in. But again, what we'll do is reschedule the broadcast interview for this coming Saturday. And that'll be the 26th, I believe. Yep. At 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we'll go from there. All right, family, again, we apologize that we weren't able to bring it in before tonight. And we'll try to do it again if to bring Chinookwood on Saturday. And provide you with the report that we had for you for this evening. Okay, without further ado, we're just going to close the session out for tonight. And we want to have you join us for next, well, for Saturday's regular programming time, of course, this Saturday. And we definitely know that we will have Dr. Issa on. And hopefully we'll be able to schedule channel for you as well. But we'll definitely keep it posted. And we'll send out an e-blast probably tomorrow to confirm that we will have him on. All right, so until Saturday, we thank all of you again for tuning in. And of course, we leave you with the way we oftentimes greet you, and that is Spirit of God. Hotep, to remind you that, of course, there can be no real Hotep, no real peace until there is truly Mahat justice. Until next time, to Thomas.